العالمين، حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا مصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم أما بعد، سيدنا موسى، إن شاء الله the aim is to love سيدنا موسى this month. إن شاء الله. I mean, we already love him and the idea is to make that love actually more and more, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved them. Allah azza wa jalla loved them. And what we're trying to do is just to make things more clear, because there's lots of things in the story. We is mentioned in the Quran, and we read in our salah, we read in our daytime, but we don't understand it, or it's not clear to us. So inshallah, we'll try to do more and more on this. I would like to start today with the hadith to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Muslim moved to Medina, and one of the Jews was sitting with one of the companions, they have a debate, they were talking, you know, one of the Sahaba. And the Sahabi, all of a sudden, was the conversation get hot, like literally getting heated up. And then the Jew basically told the Muslim, Wallahi, he said that, I swear with Allah who chose Musa above the entire human being. To say such a statement like this with the time of the Prophet, the Sahabi get angry. Say, how could you say that? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still among us. You know, how could you say such a statement? And he slapped him in the face. Because he's like, really? As Allah chose in Musa even above the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You can't say that. Then they went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they told him the story. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he get angry at the Sahabi, at his companion. He get really angry at him. And he said that hadith, which is amazing and it's beautiful. I will say in Arabic, and I will translate in English, inshallah. He said, لا تفضلوني على أخي موسى. يبعث الناس يوم القيامة. See what he said. يبعث الناس يوم القيامة. فأكون أول من أفيق. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that. فأكون أول من أفيق. فأجد أخي موسى معلقا بقوائم العرش فلا أدري أفيق قبلي أم أنه جوزي بصاعقة يوم الميقات. Let me translate this one. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the Sahabi, do not prefer Musa more than me, or me above Sayyidina Musa. Don't prefer me over him. People in the day of judgment will be resurrected. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I will be the first one to get up. But when I get up, I find Musa alayhi salam, he already resurrected and he's holding in the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the Prophet said, oh, you keep wondering in the day of judgment, will he get up before me? Or he's being rewarded in the day when he was so, when Musa went to Sinai and he asked to see Allah, and they say, فَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَعِقَى. Then Allah, because he's fair, he doesn't want to resurrect him twice. Do you know what I mean? This is the hadith. So it just shows how the beauty and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sayyidina Musa. And even Allah, like I said before, say, وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةٍ مِّنِّي. You know that I throw love, like you have a shirt and you throw it at someone. Allah said, أَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي. I throw a love on you, ya Musa alayhi salam. He loves him. He loves him. And even the Prophet Musa, he loves the Muslim. He loves us. He loves us very much. You know, in Isra and Mi'raj, when I told you he met Sayyidina Musa, the prayer when first revealed was 50, yeah? 50 prayer. Imagine you go to the mosque and you say, Bismillah, nawaitu an usalli number 45. It was 50. But because Musa, alayhi salam, he knows that Ummah is weak. And he had this experience with Bani Israel. Then he met Sayyidina Muhammad and told, no, go back and ask Allah to reduce it. And ask him four times. 50, then 30, then 25, then became 5. And then till the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي اسْتَحْيَيْتُ رَبِّي. I'm embarrassed. I can't go and ask him anymore. 5 is enough. And if he goes back, it will be reduced. But he get embarrassed to go and ask to reduce it even more. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves Musa alayhi wa sallam. So Allah azza wa jalla loves Musa alayhi wa sallam. So today, we stopped on, we just back to the store, back in the track. So the we know the Pharaoh, we explain how Pharaoh's, his power, Haman, Qarun, and we saw this little family has no power whatsoever. Of four, Yukabit, Amran, Maryam, and Harun, and the mother is pregnant. And inshallah, today Sayyidina Musa will come to life. She will give birth of him today, inshallah. And we'll see the boy when he comes out. And we also talked about, you know, they have taken the precautions. They try to do everything, because one of the brothers yesterday was telling me about Pharaoh was killing boys 1 year and the other year was not. I hear that story as well, but I don't think Pharaoh will take any chance, because he knows if one boy has been left, that the guy who's going to take over his, you know, empire, or basically destroy his empire. So he won't take a chance, and he didn't. So that's what I believe, and this is all being written in the Quran, in hadith and books. It's not in the Quran, but today is written all of it in the Quran, inshallah. So the family is a month number 9. And Yukabid, Musa's mother, she's just about to give birth. And she did. And Musa came to life. And she held in her hand, she was wishing, I'm thinking this, what she was thinking, oh please, Allah became a girl. Because she knows what's going to happen, you know. I'm just thinking, maybe she was thinking like, oh, please be a girl, because if she's a boy, he's going to cry, he's a baby. And then the baby come out, and he was a beautiful black boy. Very dark. Sayyidina Musa was very dark. Black. And he have a special gift. If you looked at him, you love him. That's why I say, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. If you actually looked at the boy, you will love him immediately. And she hold him. And maybe the sisters can understand this more than us. Was she trying to be quiet? When we have a baby, we all get happy, are we? Like, the best day in our life. But that situation, when she gave birth of her baby, she was actually crying. Was she trying to mute her mouth? When the baby came out, was she trying to tell the baby not to cry? Because if someone heard outside, immediately Pharaoh would know, immediately soldier would come and kill him. So it was really very tense situation. But then what? What are they going to do with the baby? Like she can't get out with it. And then, like, if someone notice and someone sees, like, 2 years old, so sorry, 2 days, 2 hours old baby, you know, what is going to happen? And here comes to Surah Al-Qasas. When Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمُّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضَعِيهِ. We send the revelation to Musa's mother to breastfeed him. I will say in Arabic first the ayat in Surah Al-Qasas, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمُّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضَعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِي عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This is the ayat in Surah Al-Qasas. And let me translate. As soon as the baby comes, then the mother doesn't know what to do. She already done what she have to do, you know. And she managed to get through all the birth until the baby comes out. But she did something very important. And we could do this in our life. It's an equation. It's an equation. Put it in your eyes all the time. Do what you have to do. Plus, trust in Allah. At-tawakkul. And that will equal everything you want. Success, happiness, everything what you need. Oh, everything you want. As long as you put the trust in Al-Mawla Azza wa Jalla. And this is what she does. She puts the trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And she did, but she has to do the first part, yeah? She did everything she had to do. She looked at the, you know, she swapped with the neighbor and she was hiding and everything until the day she comes. And now is the time of Allah Azza wa Jalla to look after the baby. And then the revelation comes to the Ummu Musa alayhi salam. And وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمُّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضَعِيهِ. She has to breastfeed the baby. And the baby has to test the mother's milk. Because it's going to come back to her later. In the same day, by the way. She will throw him at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. He will come back 4 afternoon. Yeah, he will immediately. It's like, because this is Allah's promise to her, and the revelation or the wahi come to her is not like Jibreel come down because she's not a prophet. But is, you know, in the Quran when he say is awha rabbuka ila an-nahl an ittakhidhi min al-jibali buyuta, the revelation could go as a sound in your mind and in your heart. You know, when you have something come out in your mind all the time and in your heart, and you feel like is controlling your body. That's what she had. All what she got, this sound all the time. Okay, breastfeed the baby, and she breastfeed him. And he and Musa alayhi salam, he has tasted the milk, and he smelled his mother. And this is very important to the baby, by the way, to recognize the mother afterwards. You know, and after that, what would happen? وَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ أَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِ. Allahu Akbar. If you worry about your baby, throw him in the river. Would that make sense? Would that make sense? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Like I said yesterday, if you worry about your baby, hide him. If you worry about your baby, put him away. But here is the trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because she's very strong. وَإِذَا خِفْتِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَإِذَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِ. And don't worry and don't be scared. He will come back to you and he will become a prophet. This is the rest of the ayah. And this came going through her mind all the time. Until she, okay, I have to do it. What is the alternative? Like whether she go with her, whatever is believed, or he's going to die. Because the baby start to cry. And he's going to be found out. And the people going to know about him. And as soon as you're going to know about him, the soldier will come straight away. So she took the baby and she ran towards the river. You know, and she's just to give a birth. It literally 2 hours ago. But just to stop there a minute for this ayah, because it's really beautiful ayah. This ayah got two orders and two bans or two things not to do and two good news. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be worried, don't be sad. إِنَّا رَدُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعَلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He will come back to you, he will be a prophet, and don't worry, Umm Musa. And this, but she's a mother, yeah? She's still a mother. Like, whenever this has happened, and the baby in her hand, it's not that easy to literally put him in the water. Let's forget for a minute she did it, all right? Because we all know she did it. But let's just forget for a second. She actually did that. But if, and the sister probably can hear me now, if you have your own baby just hold it in his hand, would you literally pull him in the water? No. It's not easy at all. It sounds, because we all know the story, we all know he comes back to her, but, and you know what? She didn't in the beginning. She didn't. She's a mother. And that's why, remember when I said the story of Musa alayhi salam is bits and pieces, you have to get it from here and there, like a puzzle to understand the whole picture. If we jump to Surah Taha, when Allah Azza wa Jalla was talking to Musa and reminded him what happened to him when he get older, he was telling him, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى أن اقذفيه في التابوت فاقذفيه في اليم فليلقيه اليم بالساحل. This is in Surah Taha. Allah was reminded Musa when he get older. You remember Musa when he was a little boy. This is a completely different surah. When we ask your mother to put you in a basket and to throw you in the river, and the river will take you to Pharaoh. You remember that? Because he was worried to go to Pharaoh to speak to him. That's what Allah has reminded him. But let's get the two ayahs together. The ayah in Surah Al-Qasas saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ is actually soft. Look, إِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ أَرْضَعِي first, breastfeed him. She did. It looks like she got time, does she? Like if she sat down and she breastfeed him, she got time. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. She went to throw him in the water, she get worried. She go back. Say no. Then the second revelation came down to her in Surah Taha. He said, فَقْذِ فِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ فَقْذِ فِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ. And then so the revelation came to say to Musa twice. The first one was going gently to just put the idea in her mind, and she convinced her to put the baby in the water. The second one comes in Surah Taha, and that's why I said you have to read both of them. Today, inshallah, go and open and read it, and you will understand what it means, both of them. The second revelation came to her and said, Faqdifi, and this letter, Fih, in Arabic word, in Arabic language, it's we call it in the tartib or taqtib, it means speed. Like, no time, Faqdifihi fi tabut, Faqdifihi fi yam, throw him in a basket, throw him in the water, hurry up. Because someone knows about it, the soldier is coming. There is no time anymore. There's no time for breastfeeding. Thus throw him, because there's no time. And she made a basket. I'm imagining what she made it for. What, some grass and maybe some sticks, and she made the basket. Because she had no plan before to throw him in the river. She just gave birth and she doesn't know what to do with the baby. So she made like whatever she can. She made a little basket. She put the baby in the basket. And she gonna throw it in the water, an open river. Only Allah knows what will happen. Maybe the waves will turn the basket upside down and he will be die. Maybe a big fish could eat it or something. Maybe she have no idea. And I'm been thinking, what was the last scene before she put him in the water? Was she crying? Wallahi, I feel, was she making da'wah on Pharaoh to say, Allah, as he, you know, make him die in the water, as he pushed me to put my son in the water. And you know what? Pharaoh dies in water. You know, Pharaoh himself dies in the sea, does he?
Yeah.
So maybe this is her da'wah. Maybe that's her da'wah. Because he pushed her to throw her, that little boy, in the water. And she was scared. And maybe she kissed him, maybe she hugged him. I'm really imagining the fact that the situation she was in at that time, it's really hard. It's easy that we talk about it now because we know the story, we know what happened, we know who come back to her. But if you actually put yourself in her situation for a minute, you will actually say, this is absolutely impossible. And it can't be done. So she put the boy in the water. And then here, in the water, we're going to see Junood al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. وَلَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودِ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. What is the Junood of the soldier of Pharaoh? 2 million? 3 millions? What are they? But look of the soldier of al-Mawla Azza wa Jal. The wind. Allah give the command to wind to be slow. The waves of the river give the command to be gentle on the basket. And the basket looks like he knows where he's going. And because she's a mother still, she's still a mother. She asked her daughter, please go and follow, see where the basket going, because she's still worried, even if she's strong and everything, and she did it, but she's still scared. You know, she asked Maryam, her daughter, she go and look where is the basket going, because maybe he's going to a waterfall or something and it will be upside down. We have no idea. And, you know, and Maryam came and Maryam walked toward next side to the basket and keep watching it. And I'm imagining Yukabit, the mother's eyes when she look at the basket like going away from her. Wallahi, it's hard. It's very hard. And the basket keep going and the Maryam watching it and she going, فَبَصْوَرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوبٍ. Look at the ayah. It's very important. And she keep looking, because she don't want anyone to notice. Because if the soldier still see a basket with the baby, he's going to kill him. And he keep moving all the way. And guess what? What they've been doing all these 9 months, and they worry about, it happened. The basket landed and parked right next to Pharaoh's palace. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. They've been fighting for the 9 months for this moment not to happen. We've been doing all this to prevent him not to be killed. And the basket took him to the palace, to Pharaoh itself. Allahu Akbar. It's like, this is, and how Allah, he promised me, he's going to come back to me. How is he going to come back to me now? If he's went to Pharaoh. It's all what happened so far is unbelievable to her. She's like, I trusted Allah. I did what I have to do. And now I'm waiting for him to come back, but he's going to Pharaoh's palace. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So we'll stop here tonight, inshallah. And because it's a time for Isha, inshallah. And we will gonna carry on tomorrow. We'll see what will happen. We'll see why Musa, and I'll have to go to live in Pharaoh's palace. There's nowhere else for him to live into. Because he has to be a leader. He has to be learned properly. And Banu Israel are all slaves. He will never gonna get the power, we're never gonna get the proper learning unless he has to go to the palace. Because if he being grown up in Bani Israel, he will be a slave just like them. How are he gonna lead them? So he have to receive the proper teaching. And this is nowhere in Egypt or in the world, but has to be in the palace. That's why he has to go there. And he'll grow up there, and when he grow up, he's gonna fight for himself. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم.